You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Say you're on.
All right. Cow Blues. Okay. Swinging on into a new episode of Neon Jazz is a man that defined the swing era. Pianist, arranger, composer, and briefly a bandleader, Bob Zirk with the song Cow Blues off a very nice 12-album compilation of jazz standards from the RCA Victor Vinyl Sessions. This was released in the 1950s and to this day has stood the test of time as one of the finest testaments to quality jazz listening, and it will be the focus of this hour of Neon Jazz. But let's talk a bit more about the man at the top of this hour, Bob Zirk. The Michigan native was born with the given name Bugsolo Albert Zawoski, and by the time he was 16, while recording with pioneering female jazz bassist Thelma Terry, he had changed his name to Bob Zirk. As his jazz star gathered steam, he became an unreliable and unpredictable leader due to his booze and drugs. His band came to a halt not long after its final RCA Victor session in May 1940, which was his last visit to a commercial recording studio. Afterwards, Zirk served a jail sentence in Detroit for failing to pay alimony to his first wife, who he divorced in the late 30s. After his release from jail, Bob remarried and resettled in L.A. and started playing at the Hangover Club in L.A. We do not make this stuff up, and how appropriate. But it was short-lived. In 1944, Bob collapsed at the Hangover Club and was taken to the hospital. He died following a day of complications from pneumonia aggravated by acute alcohol poisoning at the young age of 32. Another biography that had been riddled with the rigors of jazz living. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz, plain and simple, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you a catalog of music from the RCA Victor Vinyl Vaults you will dig the most. Coming at you next on this show is piano legend Art Tatum with his virtuoso ways with the song Ain't Misbehavin'.
you to continue elevating your spirit and cognition with listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Was trumpeter Tommy Ladnier with the song I've Found a New Baby. The Louisiana native has been rated second only to the great Louis Armstrong by many critics. This is another one of those early jazz greats that left us way too soon. A hard life lived on the bones. He left the proverbial stage at the age of 39. Keeping the stars flying over our jazz skies, this famed pianist, composer, and arranger, Mary Lou Williams, with the song Humoresque. Thank you.
This is E.E. Pointer with the River Cow Orchestra from Kansas City, Missouri. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
In Chicago and Kalamazoo.
Man, you sure get around, don't you, my boy? You've been way all around.
I've been to Chicago.
Chicago, too.
I've been to New York and Kalamazoo.
Oh, you sure did you some rambling, man. You look like a rambling wreck, that is.
I come back to New Orleans.
Why, my boy? What's the reason?
On account of the blue horseshoe.
What an institution, man. What an institution.
My girl's got eyes like a beetle.
Like a beetle, you say?
She's got legs like a frog.
Like a frog? You mean a big bullfrog, a leap frog, or a rain frog?
She's got eyes like a beetle.
Mm-hmm, like a beetle.
She's got legs like a big old frog.
Oh, you mean one of them swamp frogs from Louisiana, jumping frogs.
But when she starts loving...
And then what you do, my boy? What do you ask of her?
I just gotta holla, ooh, hot dog.
Boy, hot dog.
There were two dogs.
Two dogs?
And these two dogs were sitting in the sand.
In the sand, uh-huh. What kind of dogs, my boy?
A big collie and a little poodle.
Uh-huh.
These two dogs.
Uh-huh. The big, the short, and the long of it.
They were sitting in the sand.
What they were doing, digging foxholes, my boy?
A foxhole they were digging.
Foxhole, that is.
The big dog barked.
Uh-huh, and what happened to the little dog?
And the little dog cut out.
You mean he ran?
Cut out, boy.
That was jazz clarinetist Irving Fazzolo with the tune Stoppin' at the Blue Horseshoe. The New Orleans native was born Irving Henry Prestopnik and got the nickname Fazzola from his childhood skill of solfège, which is a music education method used to teach pitch and sight singing. So he turned fa sola into Fazzola. Many people felt that he adopted the name from Louis Prima when Faz toured with him. Prima would tell Faz that he was Fazzola, or Italian for beans, that being jazz talk for being cool, for sure. From the streets of jazz history, this next cat is one of the best. Here's the legendary Count Basie with the song South. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the great trumpeter Lee Collins with the tune Tip Easy Blues.
Now, was that one performed at the Hangover? I had to ask.
It is Tip Easy Blues, man.
Okay.
So it should have. We got a theme going on tonight.
Let's not take it too seriously here.
That's right. The New Orleans native played in brass bands as a teenager and later went on to play alongside the likes of Louis Armstrong and Zutty Singleton. He moved to Chicago in 1924, where he replaced Louis Armstrong in King Oliver's band. His legacy is firmly in place in jazz lore. Here's the Brute, or Frog, whatever you want to call him, up next on the show. Tenor saxophonist from the streets of this here Kansas City, Ben Webster, with the song Cadillac Slim.
Thank you.
times trumpeter and band leader Phil Napoleon with the song of truth, You Can't Cheat a Cheater. The Boston native was described as a genuine pioneer whose playing was profoundly influential on players like Red Nichols and Bix Beiderbecke. Phil had classical training and was performing publicly by the age of 5, and he continued to perform Dixieland jazz and clubs up until his death in the 1980s when he passed away at the ripe young age of 89. Here's the Duke of All in the jazz world, traveling your way next on an RCA Victor Vinyl Jazz Retrospective. Here's Duke Ellington with the tune Loverman.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no loving, never had no kissing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance could be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet and you'll dry all my tears. Then whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing, lover man. Oh, where can you be?
Thank you.
That was trumpeter and vocalist Red Allen with his tune Pleasin' Paul. He was known as the very first to fully incorporate the innovations of Louis Armstrong into his music. Again, here's another musician on the show, born in New Orleans, and to add to his lore, he was the son of bandleader Henry Allen. He went on to etch his own lineage of fame in the jazz world, and for good reason. Let's get a bit of the big band here on the show, and this cat is one of the best to ever grab the jazz sticks. Here's Eugene Betram, Gene Krupa, going on with his buckets of energy and swing with the song My Scandinavian Baby.
My Scandinavian baby, golden woman, golden hair. My Scandinavian baby, drive me crazy, I don't care. My Scandinavian baby, I don't blame them craving you. I'm such a slave to my baby that I know what they go through. Could it be a lamb without a mother? Could it be sailor on the blue? Could it be a man who robs his brother? Pity me, 'cause I'm in love with you. My Scandinavian baby, golden woman, golden hair. My Scandinavian baby, drive me crazy, I don't care. Scandinavian baby, first your fire, then your eyes. My Scandinavian baby, though you fool me, though you lie, I'm such a slave to you, baby, gotta love you till I die. Biddy be a man who's born to ramble. Biddy be a heart that can't be true. Biddy be a man who's cursed to gamble. Pity me, 'cause I'm in love with you. My Scandinavian baby, though I know I'm gonna pay. My Scandinavian baby, please don't ever go away. Thank you.
That was Chicago's pride and joy on the cornet, Francis Joseph Julian Muggsy Spaynor, with the song Relaxing at the Toro. He led several traditional hot jazz bands back in the heyday, and this tune was his ragtime band's theme tune, and it was named after the New Orleans hospital where Muggsy had been treated for a perforated ulcer in 1938, and ultimately this trip saved his life, and this was an ode to that. On the keys we go on the show featuring some tasty RCA Victor jazz vinyl. Here's the great Earl Father Hines with the tune Grand Piano Blues.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and I'm listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. The gentleman is not a dope.
Have you heard about a place in town? An eating place, drinking place of great renown. Ooh, wah. Ooh, wah. There is a rib joint where the folks all meet. Meet every morning for to drink and eat. It's not so high glass, but it can't be beat. Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. You hear piano played by Stacy Trent. He is the famous boogie-woogie gent. You ought to stop there if your pleasure bent. Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Come along some night if you're feeling right. Wear a cloud for a hat. You'll have a reservation for some daybreak dissipation. That's where the hearty toy meet the harpaloid. The man that owns it is Sylvester Brown. His girlfriend Bessie wears a rhinestone gown. It's on the south side at the edge of the town, between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. On the south side at the edge of the town, between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street.
That was the great composer and band leader Charlie Barnett with his tune Between 18th and 19th on Chestnut Street. And as we begin to draw the curtain down on this themed hour of jazz classics, here's Billy Eckstine with the song You Don't Know What Love Is.
Until you've loved a love you've had to lose, you don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you flipped your heart and you have lost, you don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live, it never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is. For love that cannot live, yet never dies. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know. No.
And that was all she wrote. We're leaving with Billy Eckstein with You Don't Know What Love Is, and hopefully you found it during this hour of jazz. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Okay, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Yo!
All right.
Neon Jazz.